At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I'm joined now by Johnny Smacks and Johnny B, who together, of course, are known as the Two Johnnies, and they've just announced they're returning to St. Anne's Park in Dublin for Pints in a Field 4 on Saturday, the 6th of June 2026. Tickets going on sale tomorrow at 9 a.m, and you better be in early or you will not get a place. Johnny and Johnny, good morning and welcome.
Pat, good morning and thank you so much for having us. That is the best promo we've ever heard. We're probably going to cut that up and play it out in our podcast. Not going to lie to you.
Okay, now tell us, Pints in a Field. I wasn't at 1, 2 or 3, so you better tell me what it's all about.
Okay, well, we'd like to cordially, officially invite you to Pints in the Field 4. So we are the Two Johnnies and we've run the Two Johnnies podcast for about 8 years now. Mm-hmm. And we started with a conversation, if we were to run our own festival, what would it be like? And we had a dream list of acts and what we'd call it and all. And somehow we settled on Pints in a Field. The problem is, if you do an ad on the radio, you can't call out Pints in a Field on the ad, which is, we wish we'd known that when we decided. So it's great crack.
Therefore, you have to add a drink responsibly, that sort of thing added in.
Absolutely.
Which takes the crack out of it,
I suppose. It's now called Pints in a Field, but originally it was Cans in a Field. But it turns out they can't sell full cans in a field, so it was changed to Pints in a Field. Yeah. So
the bands that will be playing before us, we have our own band, the Junior B All-Stars, who are all excellent musicians. They all have master's degrees in music, and I do think they play with us for some sort of ironic bit they're working on. But we've great bands with us, the Tumbling Paddies, Cascada, Declan Nerney. So it's all acts that have come up in conversation on the podcast. They're part of the podcast universe.
And it'll be Cascada, she's one of the Eurodance phenomenons, isn't she?
That's one way of putting it, Pat. Yeah.
I listened to her piece last night every time we touched, to prepare myself for this.
Evacuate the dance floor. She has the bops, Pat, in fairness.
So does she know about you? I mean, how did she react when she got this thing? Pints in a Field 4 invites you.
Yeah, so it's a funny one. We had Craig Davis playing with us 1 year, and you definitely have to give a bit of a sell to explain to him that we're not taking the mick out of him. Yeah. That's all very respectful. We're kind of celebrating people.
And the reason that we ended up with Craig Davis was he was the first album I'd ever bought. So I was like, I'd love to meet Craig Davis. And the easiest way to meet him was to book him.
We couldn't get tickets to see him in Ibiza, so we said we'd have to book him.
We went to his people and we're like, look, we'd like to book him for this festival. And they were like, what is this festival? And I was like, I don't know how to explain. Yeah. I was like, but there will be 20,000 people in a field. And he was like, Grant, can you guarantee you'll pay the money? So now 100% Craig, if anything, we're Lyle.
It's such a happy day, such a positive day. They always tell us afterwards that it does one of the biggest bars, but there's never any trouble. There's no fighting at it. So if you can imagine that there's people getting thrown out of Florence and the Machine and Codeline for fighting. Like, anyone fighting at those gigs doesn't deserve to be going to a gig. So it's a very positive day. There'll be a lot of people from the country, a lot of gilets and brown boots and blue jeans, but a very happy day. And last year was MC'd by our local independent county councillor. We brought him all the way from Tipperary. We had the Tim O'Home Men's Choir, and Father David gave a blessing to open the whole thing. We had the Venga Boys. Pat Short came out and sang Atten Could Happen, Pat.
Now, the question is, why in Dublin then? If this is effectively a culture festival.
Yeah.
But sure, Dublin has the roads, has the facilities, has the accommodation. You know, we'd love to hold it in Thurles or in Kerr or in Ballylubie or somewhere, but hotels.
People keep on to us about the accommodation because we held it in Cork in Musgrave Park and we had 15,000 down there and it was brilliant. But a lot of people were saying they couldn't get hotels. Mm. So bringing them to Dublin is just the handiest way. And Culchies love a day up in Dublin. We could have held it December the 8th, we would have just been a bit cowled, I think. Yeah.
Or the night before the All-Ireland or something. Yeah.
But sure, everybody has relations in Dublin.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
¿Buscas las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's? ¡Estás justo a tiempo! Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. ¿Estás pensando ya en poner luces navideñas? Aprovecha ahorros de hasta 50% en escaleras selectas. Precios de Black Friday sin las filas de Black Friday. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta el 11-19, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Anyway, that's right, yeah, I do too. He'd be ringing him saying, put out the two chairs and a scaffolding plank, keep me a parking space for the day, put the kettle on, 100% Pat.
Now tell us, how did the two Johnnies start?
Many, many years ago, we're heavily involved in our GA club. I'm the chairman of the club at the moment. I've moved up the ranks, but at that particular time, me and Johnny were on the committee. And as always with GA clubs, they're looking to fundraise.
Yeah.
And we said, we do a local Strictly Come Dancing. They said, who will we get to MC it? And we said, we'll do it. They said, no, give it to Jerry Duffy. He's a safe pair of hands around the town.
He cares answer to yourself. Kind
yeah,
of.
So,
but tell us, what were you before that? I mean, they don't ask out of the blue.
Yeah, I was a butcher. And what Johnny had experience of holding a microphone in a wedding band.
I was in a wedding band and my family are hurley makers. So they said, you know about speakers and microphones and things. So we hosted the Strictly Come Dancing together and people said to us afterwards, I don't know what you have, but you have something, lads. So we started making sketches on Facebook, started writing funny songs, and then we started the podcast and it's been going gangbusters since then.
And literally, I mean, you set up your own DIY studio.
Yeah, we did. We first recorded out of my spare bedroom at home and I was editing the podcast for the first year or two before we got a professional. And now we're so lucky, we have a great team. Our podcast producer used to be a senior producer here in News Talk. We headhunted him. We lured him to Tipperary with cheap pints and less hipsters, and he has taken the bait to come down. So we have a great team of people with us. And like the podcast, we can't believe it's been number one in the charts, the Irish podcast charts, for 365 days in a row. Solid.
And you listen to it and watch it if you
It's full video, and it's just, it's great stories. It's all about Irish culture. We've had guests on, Irish historians talking about music and dance, and we've a whole segment on Irish festivals and traditions and local heroes we celebrate. And our most recent one is a man down in Abbeyleix called Jungle Joe. And he became famous because back in the day, he used to bring a live cock or a hen to Laois football games. And then he got banned. So we have a campaign to get him allowed back into O'Moore Park. And we're hoping that we can get in contact with him because he doesn't have a phone. And we're hoping to bring him to the Tree Arena where we're playing this December for the live podcast show.
Jungle Joe.
Yeah.
Jungle Joe. Joe Phelan, if you're listening, Joe. I know he doesn't have a phone. If you're listening, Joe, get in touch somehow. Smoke signals.
Okay, so there's so much going on. I mean, you're on RT tonight.
Yeah, we have our TV show. Yeah, the Late Night Lock-In is on tonight after the Ireland match.
Okay.
So, yeah, giving us a good start viewers-wise.
Yeah, don't mind the punditry. Get straight across, lads.
And then the show in the Tree Arena.
Tree Arena, we're in there on December the 13th. Yeah. So
now, people think it's all cracking, laughing and slagging and jeering and all the rest, but there's more to it than that. I mean, one of the most notorious or celebrated things you did was to do with catfishing.
That's right. We had a couple of episodes called the GAA Catfish. We weren't doing the catfishing, no, Pat, just to clarify. But if anyone hasn't heard it, I would say go listen to it. And not just because we're on it, but if you have a teenage son or daughter now, make them listen to it. Catfish Part 1, 2 and 3, because it's an amazing story. Like online now, and AI is getting so good, you don't know what to believe. And a lot of young people are meeting each other online. You know, there's less people meeting in bars or out in coffee shops, whatever. So you meet someone online and you think it could be too good to be true. And in this amazing case, it was. A lot of twists and turns, but it's well worth listening to.
Yeah. And you yourselves are kind of caught up in it.
I was a little bit.
You were catfished.
Well, yeah. So, like, I'd be talking to a lot of people online because we have Instagram profiles with a lot of followers. People message in. And after messaging this person, we said, do you want to meet up? And then there was a tragic death in the family and they couldn't meet up.
There's always something, isn't there?
There's always something. So after 2 or 3 weeks, left it off. But I told the story in the podcast and other guys came out of the woodwork saying it happened to me too. It happened to me too. And it's just amazing story of maybe hundreds of inter-county players and singers and people from all walks of life caught up in this.
And in many cases, the same individual, multiple catfishing victims.
Yeah, several
of one person.
Yeah, you know? several accounts of different people and even brothers and sisters of the fake profile will start to appear and stuff. So a whole webalize, I suppose.
Yeah.
Do we understand the motivation? I struggle to understand why people do it.
I know, yeah. We had psychologists on the podcast to try and explain it. So I really wouldn't want to misquote them. But this is the modern world we're living in. Yeah.
Because, I mean, what jollies do you get out of cutting somebody? You know,
I don't know.
In some cases it's about money. You know, I'll be arriving in Dublin, but, you know, I ran short of cash for the last leg of the flight.
No, you're thinking that it's going to be a Nigerian prince leaving you $1 million by email or something. No, it's none of that. No, yeah. But there is a lot of that kind of stuff on the podcast and a lot of GAA talk. And we recently had Ed Sheeran. He came over to Ireland and said he was doing one bit of press and he wanted to go to the pub with the two Johnnies and sing a few songs. Mm. And it was an amazing little moment because he considers himself culturally Irish. His dad was Irish and his mother's dad was from Belfast. And I think the record labels and all don't quite like when he says it because he gets a bit of blowback in the UK about saying that he supports the Irish rugby team. But he's all right with us, as Ed Sheeran, boy. Yeah. He's okay with us. Yeah.
Now, the appeal, do you have analysis of the podcast figures? Like, do you know where you're being listened to?
The beauty of the stats and stuff, it'll tell you what age profile is listening, where they are, exactly what city they're in, which is handy when you're planning the world tour that, you know, we're not going to try and sell 5,000 tickets in Washington, knowing that nobody there is listening. So it's a lot of ex-Irish or second-generation Irish people, and I think it gives them a taste of home. We're going to Australia in the new year on tour again. We've been there before, and sure, look, half of Ireland's out there as it is. But the Aussies kind of like the humour as well. And it's great. We've done an American tour. We've done loads of times in New York and LA and San Fran.
We would have a lot of expats listening in saying that it's a good way of kind of keeping your finger on the pulse outside of the hard-hitting news that you'd be covering here.
Now, tell us this. When, you know, in the new America under Donald Trump, do you have difficulty getting in? I mean,
no, we have work
visas. We got the visa before we got in.
I have the visas. We're all good.
Yeah.
You're all good.
Yeah, okay. No bother.
This text just come in. My claim to fame, Johnny B sang at our wedding in 2017. Fantastic band. Fair play with all your success, lads. Keep her lit.
Oh, thanks a million. That's lovely to hear. Yeah.
No name, unfortunately.
And look, if the taxman asks, it never happened. That's me mother just been supportive there, Pat, texting in. No, coming from having done loads of gigs before, been on the two Johnnies, it would stand to you. Because like doing stand-up comedy, as people will tell you, is tough, you know. Yeah. So, and then when we do our shows, a lot of the time people are standing. So trying to do stand-up comedy to an audience who are standing and up for the crack and maybe having a few pints and wearing a jersey, it's a whole different experience.
And do you relish when people have a go back, shout at you from the crowd?
Well, it depends.
People will not be there unless they really like you. That's the first thing. So you're playing to a friendly crowd. But still, Irish people love slagging.
Well, it depends. If you're doing a gig in Cork, they all assume they're funnier than you straight away. Like, he's not that funny at all, Mike. You know what I mean? But sure, look, we just stuck at it. I wouldn't have said that either of us were the funniest people in our hometown of Care.
No, we just had the neck to go out and do it, really. Is like, there's definitely funnier lads around the town, I think. But you have to put your head above the parapet and have a go at it. Like, I remember even at the time when I left my job, I was a butcher in Supervalue and I left. And one of the lads who was working there, and I'm best friends with him, he said, "What are you doing? You'll be back here in 3 weeks." And I was like, "Yeah, but so what if I am? At least I'll have had a cut at it for the 3 weeks, and I could have went around for the 3 weeks been like, I'm a comedian." That would have nearly done me. So, like, the success at the start was that if I could earn the same amount as I was getting in that job from doing something I loved, that would have done me. We earned slightly more.
We get to wake up every day and live in the creative space, Pat. What are we doing today? We're going to write a silly song. We're going to work on a character. And if we feel like recording a podcast about mugs of tea or catfishing or whatever it is, we can do that. Now, we have a producer who will argue with us. But it's a dream. It's like it's not real work at all, even though it's long hours and demanding. It's brilliant.
Okay, and you left the butchering behind.
Yeah.
Have you become a vegetarian?
No, I haven't.
Oh, he's a rasher man.
No. My wife's father is a dairy farmer. I think if I became a vegetarian or a vegan, I said there'd be a good chance. You know, my house could be locked up by the time I get
last
back.
Last plug, it's happening in June the 6th, 2026. It's happening in St. Anne's Park. Booking opens tomorrow at 9. Where? Ticketmaster or?
Ticketmaster.ie. If in doubt, just look up the two Johnnies on Instagram or on TikTok. That's where all the cool kids are now, apparently. And it's a great day. You'll be laughing, you'll be singing and dancing. Anything could happen.
And in deference to your father-in-law, it's pints of milk in a field.
Pints of milk in a field is, he'd be happy enough with that if he was supplying it, yeah.
Very good. The two Johnnies, thank you very much for joining us in the studio today.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.